Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. We are right in the middle of an exciting discovery journey, which we began yesterday. Do you remember? We're seeking to learn about angels. If I could pass the microphone around to all of our Walking with Jesus family, all around the world, and give everyone 5 minutes to tell us everything you know about angels, I wonder what we'd hear. Perhaps one of the most interesting things we'd hear would be actual stories of real, tangible, visual encounters some of you have had with angels. If you missed yesterday's edition of Walking with Jesus, I urge you to pause right here and open yesterday's link first. And after you've listened to yesterday's edition of Walking with Jesus, then continue with today, because today we're building on what I shared with you yesterday. We looked at Ezekiel 28 and a specific message from God to us about angels, and one particular, powerful, high-ranking angel, Lucifer, better known as Satan. Yesterday, I showed you several important biblical truths about Satan and angels, and let's continue today. In addition to God's message to Ezekiel, God also spoke to another of his prophets, Isaiah, about Satan's rebellion in heaven. So let's look at Isaiah 14 today, beginning in verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to earth. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 15. Satan's self-devouring sin was his pride, his jealousy of God, and his desire to usurp God's sovereign authority and actually declare himself to be God over all. Later in Isaiah 42, verse 8, God declares, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. Satan's rebellion could not be tolerated in heaven, and God rebuked Satan and expelled him permanently from God's holy presence in heaven. Satan was thrown out of God's heavenlies to a new place prepared for him and those wicked angels who followed him. This reference to the realm of the dead and the depths of the pit are descriptors of the dark kingdom of evil and despair over which Satan rules. It may also be a reference to Hades. Hades in the Bible is the place where the souls and spirits of all deceased people go who have died without trusting in Jesus Christ for their salvation. In Hades, they are separated from God and are awaiting their resurrection and summons to the judgment of the great white throne, Revelation chapter 20. Did you know Jesus, God the Son, was an eyewitness to the dramatic event of God casting the guardian cherub Satan out of heaven? Yes. It's recorded for us in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, where Jesus said to his disciples one day, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. But Satan did not leave heaven alone. Satan evidently coerced a large number of other angels to follow him in his prideful rebellion against God. So God also cast those rebellious angels out of heaven, Revelation chapter 12. While still angels, Satan and all these which were expelled by God from heaven are now fallen angels and are referred to in the Bible as demons, Luke chapter 10, or evil spirits, Luke 8, Mark 1. Their purpose is accomplishing Satan's overall objective of opposing God, God's truth, God's purposes, and God's people. These fallen angels tempt and harass the people of our world over which Satan holds significant influence. 1 John 5:19. Satan and these fallen angels or demons have established a kingdom of darkness. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Over which Satan is the ultimate authority. Lies and deception are the language of this kingdom, and Satan and his demons have great hatred for all humanity. John chapter 8, verse 44. Why hatred for us? Because we humans are made in God's image, and through our repentance and trust in Jesus Christ, we can be redeemed by Christ's blood, forgiven for our sin, drawn into restored relationship with God, and assured of our eternity with God in heaven, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and 1 Peter chapter 1. None of that is possible for Satan or any of his demons. Jesus' atonement death on the cross is not for the forgiveness and restoration of fallen angels or Satan. Their eternal condemnation destiny is secure and will be in the lake of fire forever, according to Revelation 19 and 20. Satan and his demons are constantly scheming in their opposition to God, God's truth, God's purposes, and God's people, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 6, and 1 Peter chapter 5. But God has made available to us humans a powerful arsenal for standing firm when under attack by the dark kingdom, and even living victoriously over any scheme of the enemy of our souls, Satan. Did you know that? Our great arsenal includes, first, the name of Jesus Christ, which is above every name, and the dark kingdom must bow in submission to his name, according to Philippians chapter 2. Second, the word of God, which the dark kingdom must respect and submit to its truthful authority. When Jesus was attacked by Satan in the wilderness, Jesus only quoted scripture, Matthew chapter 4. Psalm 119, the longest psalm, is a powerful action plan for followers of Jesus to use God's word as a great weapon against the dark kingdom. Third, the armor of God, as presented in Ephesians chapter 6, outlines many powerful certainties about the security of a follower of Jesus Christ protected by the work of God in their lives. Fourth, worship of Holy God is a powerful deterrent against any attack by the dark kingdom, for the fallen angels are repulsed by glorious worship of God's people, declaring the majesty of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And fifth, prayer, engaging with the Holy Spirit of God in the authority of our redeemed, regenerate identity in Christ, refutes any approach or attempt by the dark kingdom. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through his incarnation, his sinless life, his atonement death, his victorious resurrection, his glorious ascension return to heaven, and his reign of supremacy, now has all power and authority to defeat Satan and his entire dark kingdom at any time, any place, according to Hebrews chapter 2. Jesus has sent his Holy Spirit to empower the people of God throughout the world, and Jesus, as head of his church, is leading his people victoriously to push back any advance of the dark kingdom, according to Ephesians chapter 4 and Colossians chapter 1. As we prepare to enter into our several-month journey of following God's grand narrative, it is important for us to understand this spiritual battle which took place before Genesis chapter 1 and how the results of Satan's judgment now affect every person who is born with a sin nature, Romans chapter 8. A great battle rages daily between Jesus and Satan for the eternal soul of every person. Have you settled this battle by declaring your allegiance to Jesus Christ, my friends? And are you confident you'll be spending eternity with Jesus forever? I hope this important look into the world of angels has been helpful to your understanding of the struggle of daily practical life here on earth. Jesus is the victor. Remember that, dear friends.